Blog Talk Radio.
She say she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. Say she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. See me at the party, I'm chillin' in the cut. Looking thick as fuck. And she said she wanna chill. Well, baby, I'm tryna turn up. So many blunts on the table. I told her, ask to burn one. Shotgun in the buff, that gas. Shorty got a lot of ass. This is for the moment, but forever she think it'll last. Too focused up on our future while I'm focused on the cash. Wetter than a swimming pool. When I get in, I make it splash. Talking about relationships, that's not what she about to get. Let Shorty ride on the dick. She say I'm rude, well, call me Rick. Looking kinda mad and try to take a sip from my cup. I told her that I'm sorry, shorty, I'm just tryna turn up. She wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. Say she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. Chillin' in the club, and I'm sippin' on my Hennessy.
I got my
niggas tryna get in the VIP like they ask what some kind
of need. All
these niggas frauds, man, I swear they all my enemies. Talking behind my back, man, I swear they got this tendency.
Oh my God.
Scrollin' through my Insta, and shorty looking kinda nice.
Yo.
Man, I slid up in them DMs, cause I'm trying to link tonight.
Oh, yeah?
She slid me the Addy and told me that it's on site.
Oh, yeah?
Once I get back to a crib, I swear I beat that box right.
Like, oh,
everything
my God.
Was going good, and then shorty just started tripping.
Wow.
Not paying her no mind from the Henny I've been sipping.
That
then she tried to cuddle when I told her I got a coat. She said, I thought you loved me. I told her I could never love a hoe. Cause said she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. Said she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up.
I'm bad from the root to the tutor with my friends. Got sound shit, I ain't got a son.
whip her with them chains.
How you whip her with them chains?
How I whip her with them chains.
Come on, the domination. How I whip her with them chains.
I'm gonna take my wrist and swing. I can do too. Tell me what you niggas really think you gon' do. What they think they gon' do. Play a violin, baby, I can play the flute. And I play the drums too. Matter of fact, I play the bang. Watch my little mama put this bang up on your face. Since you said I got these haters really wanna taste. They really wanna taste. My mama put it in the face. I'm bad from the rooter to the tutor with my frame. Shot town chick, a hater's know my name. Bad from the rooter to the tutor with my frame.
From the rooter to the tutor.
From the rooter to the tutor. I'm bad from the rooter to the tutor with my frame.
Yo, 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 welcome everybody to OG Radio with your boy Radio Rail on Let's Talk Tuesday. I have a special guest tonight. That song right there is called Rooter Tooter Tooter by Ivy Drip. And without further ado, here she goes.
Yo, yo,
how
yo.
How you doing?
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing much, nothing much. How you feeling tonight?
I'm good, thank you. Thanks for having me.
No problem at all. Tell the world who you are, where you from, what you do.
My name is Ivy Drip. My actual name is Ivy, so hence Ivy Drip. I'm from Chicago, Illinois. I'm a female rapper. I've been rapping for about 10 years now.
Where'd you come up with your name?
Ivy Drip. I have gone through so many different names. Ivy Drip basically it's the drip from the IV. So, you know, it could be a good thing or it could be a bad thing. It's however you want it. So that's where that comes from.
Wow. I like that. Like that. Not gonna lie.
Yeah.
So how long you been rapping, you said?
I've been rapping for over 10 years.
Over 10 years. So now you're pretty much reaching vet status.
Yeah, basically. I've always been pretty much ahead of myself, a little bit ahead of my time. For instance, the song that you just heard, Rooter Tooter Tooter, I wrote that in 2005. I recorded it and then I redid it in 2015 and it still is a banger. So I've always been like ahead of myself, but now it seems like the time where my sound actually fits. So this is why I'm stepping in the game now.
You ain't never lied. You ain't never lied. It's with all the stuff that these artists got now. Yeah, it's the right time. Definitely the right time.
Yeah, I can feel it.
So who was your inspiration to, how did everything start? What made you want to become a rapper?
Well, honestly, I've always kind of been, like, musically inclined. Like, I used to rap Bone and Eazy-E and Tupac and Crucial Conflict. Like, those were, like, some of my favorite rappers when I was younger. So Twista, I used to... Do or Die, I can think of all of them. Like, all those are pretty much the ones I used to rap to. So one day, I came home from school. I was about 14. I came home from school, and my stepbrother was recording a song in the studio, and the song was basically, like, bashing females. Like, it was just making females seem like, you know, they'd be out there. And I was like, you know, so y'all don't have a female to come back and say anything back to y'all? Like, y'all just going to talk about females like that? And they was like, oh, you got a mouth? Why don't you write something? I was like, well, I will. So I wrote something, and I got in a booth, And after I came out, they was like, dang, like, you can actually rap? I'm like, I think I can. And I never stopped from there. Like, I just kept going. Because I used to, like, sing in gospel choir. But you know how that goes. Like, that's harmonizing. Like,
right.
I really can't sing. So I was like, you know, I really want to express myself musically, but I can't sing. So the rapping was the next best thing for me. And it worked out.
Okay. Nowadays I prefer, like, the women artists are definitely the underdogs out here. So I always root for the women over the men. So I always want to,
that's,
you know,
how I felt for a
say.
Long time. Mhm. I felt like that for
so
a,
like,
long time. That's why it took me so long to get comfortable with putting myself out there, because the game was so male dominated. I always found myself in a group with a bunch of guys. I was the only girl, yeah, you know, and I was, you know, the attention getter. But once I got the attention, all the guys, you know, took the forefront, and I was back in the back. So it was like, it was so male dominated at one point, it just kind of shied me away for a little bit. But now I see that the women are on the forefront now, so I'm much more comfortable.
Do you like the female artists of today versus, like, the 90s and 80s artists?
Well, I don't really know about the 80s artists, because, you know, I was just a little minion myself. But, yeah, I like the artists today. Some of my favorite artists is, like, Sweetie. I like Sweetie. I love Cardi. I love Megan. I love Remy.
Lord,
I love Lil Kim. I love all of them. Like, I love all the female rappers. There's not one female rapper that I don't like. Like, I have love for all female rappers.
What makes you like Cardi as an artist? Like, me, her personality, I fucked with it. But as an artist, hail to the law.
Well, it's really her personality. I love her personality. Her music, it's not awful. You know what I mean? I've heard word music. It's not awful. It's not awful. I don't think it's that bad. I love her personality. Her personality is what draws me to her. Like, she has that personality where it just makes me want to hang out with her and, you know, pick her brain a little bit, because
right.
She's smart, she's political. You know, she's a mother. I've watched her grow from the love of hip hop to where she is now as a outstanding rap artist. So with that being said, it just makes her, it's her personality really more so that drag that pulls me other than her music. Oh, child.
Okay. I guess I do that. I'm pretty sure you performed in front of crowds before. Tell me about your very first time performing.
Oh, my very first time performing. Ooh.
Yeah.
I don't know particularly my very first time. Like, I'm telling you, man, it's been a minute. A performance.
Everybody's supposed to watch.
A couple performances that stand out in my mind was Young Dro. I opened up for Young Dro and Crime
okay.
Mob. That was fun. That was in Chicago Heights. I don't remember what year. It was a long time ago. Young Dro was popular. So, yeah. And another one was the Sugar Hill Gang. Of course, they're legendary. That was in Detroit.
Right.
Slick Rick and Dougie Fresh, I opened up for them too. They're legendary, so I can never not give them the kudos. So I also opened for them in Detroit as well. So those are like three that specifically stand out to me.
Okay, so you known out here like that. Okay.
Yeah, I wish. I'm getting there.
Hey, you know, people like Eminem and Jay-Z ain't get their first break till way late in their career.
Yeah, so I decided to hit everybody with the wow factor, see if I grab some attention, you know.
You grab my attention. when we was on Bar University TV, and shout out to them as always, When they
yes,
played that jam
so.
On Shot That Pussy, I was like, whoa. Like, yep, she had come on
the
show.
I figured I'd go ahead and hit you with a bold title so you will know right through the door, okay, this song has definitely got to be about somebody from Chicago and what they could do or what they have. So I figured I'd go ahead and hit you with the bold title. And the title in itself, I think I backed it up with my verses for sure.
Okay, yeah, you did. I definitely like that you added the Chicago flair to it. So, like, I don't even like the original song. Like, I don't even care for it. But, like, when I heard it, I totally forgot about the other version.
Really?
And I'm like, yeah, I'm fucking with it. You're like,
that's
real
what I
shit.
Want to happen. That's the goal. That's what I want to happen. So I know if it can happen for one person, it can happen for 100 people. But yeah, that's exactly what I want to happen. Like, everybody always be like, you know, don't say you're from Chicago. Like, don't say Chi-Town. Don't say Chicago. And I'm like, why not?
Why not?
Why does Chicago have to be known for drill? Why does Chicago have to be known for shooting and gangbanging? Where's
exactly.
the female that's representing Chicago? Where is the female? I mean, don't get me wrong.
That's
we do
true.
Have Dreezy, we got Pink. But outside of those
but,
two.
Yeah. I randomly was playing I was at work. I was playing music on my phone. And I came across one of Dreezy's songs. And she was completely talking about drill shit, which took me by surprise. And I didn't know she was like that. So I'm like, damn.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Like, that was cool and all, but it was like,
Yeah, don't get me wrong. You know, Chicago women, we are riders. Don't get us wrong. We definitely going to ride. But we are soft. We are classy. You know what I mean? Like, there's
right.
other sides to us other than the ride or die girlfriend for the drill guy. You know what I mean? So I just want to bring a different feel or a different perspective to what a Chicago female sounds like, look like, rap like, you know what I mean? I just wanted to give it a different feel. Like, all of my songs you can really dance to. I might have, like, one go-hard song, but you probably can still even dance to that one. Like, I try to keep it, you know, up-tempo for the most part.
True, true. So, everybody who's tuned in tonight, because I know everybody like, well, what some of y'all talked about? So I'm going to play this track, and then we'll be
I
right back.
I sound like
you're
about to play Chi-Town Pussy.
Yes, I am. So without further ado, I'm about to play Chi-Town Pussy, y'all, for everybody.
All right.
So here we go.
Yeah.
I'm just here to let y'all know. I ain't playing with you, motherfuckers. Ivy. Drip. Yeah. Boy, you fucking with some Chi-Town pussy. Break them down like a pound with this Chi-Town pussy. How these niggas loading rounds about this Chi-Town pussy? Yeah, told him drink it up like he poured it in a cup. And when he take it out my pussy, I told him put it in my butt. Yeah, my nigga know what's up. Tie me up and pull my hair. Snatch my panties to the side and put my ass up in the air. Put my face up in the pillow so these neighbors do not hear. Work this pussy in the middle while I'm bent over on a chair. I'm the plug, I'm the surge. South is Cyrus like I'm the purge. Stick in the back when I count stacks and I ain't holding back when I splurge. Cause this pussy cost you dinero. Shopping sprees, fancy apparel. Spread this pussy, boy, you a winner. Say your grace before you eat dinner. Gave him that dome, then I control him. Pussy a hot spot like a solar. Face on his pole like it's a totem. Said he want a shy freak, so I showed him. Like, boy, you fucking with some Chi-Town pussy. Break him down like a pound with this Chi-Town pussy. How these niggas loaded rounds off this Chi-Town pussy. Yeah, I eat him fast like I'm late. He licking like breakfast, put him on my plate. And using no hands, I'm dripping that sauce. I'm bouncing no hand, I'm thinking it out. Bow, beat, call, meat. He like
fucking with some Chi-Town pussy. Break them down like a pound with this Chi-Town pussy. How these niggas loading rounds about this Chi-Town pussy? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Boy, you fucking with some Chi-Town pussy. Break them down like a pound with this Chi-Town pussy. How these niggas loading rounds about this Chi-Town pussy?
To catch
and
that wave.
There you have it, John.
Yeah.
That is Chi-Town pussy.
Chi-Town pussy.
There is a lot of truth to it because, you know, there ain't nothing like these Chicago girls. I'm trying to tell y'all. Okay? I was born and raised there. You know?
They don't know, but I'm going to do a video for it so I can give them a visual.
I want ends on the video. Radio Rail gotta make a cameo or something. I need ends.
Yes,
on the video.
Yes. It's gonna be the weekend after this holiday, so the 11th to the 12th. I'll keep you in tune and get you the location and everything. But yeah, it's gonna be lit.
All right, I'm down. Saturday and Sunday is my off day, so I'm definitely available.
Bet.
So, we'll definitely talk off air on that. So I'm happy now. I got a huge smile on my face to be a part of the video.
Yes, good energy.
I got to make sure I shave and stuff now. Like, you know, I've been,
yeah,
you know, growing
a
COVID beard and everything.
Come dress a party.
Hey, you ain't got to tell me twice.
Okay.
So, out of all the songs you've ever done, which one that you've done means the most to you?
Ooh, I tried to prepare myself for any question you was going to ask. That's a good one.
Hey, these come off the top of my head. I don't write nothing down.
One of my favorite songs were the ones that one of means the most to me. One of them is called Assassinator. A second one is called Houdini, and both of those are featuring my brother, and those are really special and close to my heart because we just started working together musically in the past maybe 4 or 5 years. So yeah, those are meaningful to me.
That's always good to keep it in the family. That's how Jackson and Ivory and shit made it.
Absolutely. I'm a very family orientated person, you know. So and my brother, he's 8 years younger than me. So he kind of followed in my footsteps, except he was more so a singer than he was a rapper. So whenever he gets on a track with me, he usually raps because I rap, and I just love to see him getting his rapping bag because he know he gotta go hard because he know I'm going to go hard. So that's the reason why I love it.
Okay.
We just a great duo. Yeah.
See, now I rap, but I'm not a rapper. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a rapper. I don't, you know, that's about all I can rap. You know, I got a few bars, you know, that I'd be spitting here and there, but I, you know, ain't nothing special, you know.
Okay.
These co-hosts of mine be trying to get me to rap. You know, I do a little something, then I just cut it off. That's all it'd be.
Right. Yeah, well, you know me, I'm one of those people where I like to listen to the beat. I like to let the beat kind of tell me what to write about. I'm one of those conscious type of rappers. Not really conscious, but I just like to sit down and really think about it, and so I don't make no mistakes. I'm not really a freestyler. I will freeze up. I've always frozen.
That was gonna be my next question.
Nope, I can't.
That was gonna be my next question. I was going to ask, can you freestyle?
I cannot
freestyle.
I can't.
Like I say, I'm not a rapper. You know what I'm saying? I used to try and rap years ago. I want to say 10-plus years ago. I thought I was good. You know, the people I was around, you know, we were good. But I put it down, and I ain't really rapped or nothing like that in 10-plus years until I got on this show. Now, I have in the past freestyled, and, like, I went back and listened to it, and it was dope. So, like you say, you can't just, like I know you probably don't ride the bus, but if you were just sitting at the bus stop and just saw something, that wouldn't, like, trigger you to be like, oh, I think I should use this. No, you just have to listen to
the beat. Now, if I'm having a conversation with somebody and I say something real slick and I catch myself, I'd be like, ooh, that was slick. Let me put that in my notes. And I'll go back to it whenever I go into my notes and I'll read something. Like in my notes, I have all types of stuff. It's all over the place. And it almost looks like my notepad. Like it's just all over the place, but I know where everything is. So, like, if I go back into my notes and I'll catch that line, I'll remember when I wrote it down or when I type it in, and then I'll just start going around it. Like, what was I thinking when I wrote like that down? Like, why did I want to keep it? And I'll just work around it. But I need a beat. I used to be able to write to nothing.
Right.
Like, literally sit in my room and write to nothing and then put it on a beat. Now I need a beat. I need to hear it. I need to hear what melody I'm about to go off of.
Right. Okay, I feel that. I can relate to that. I see where you're coming from.
Yeah.
What advice would you give to these younger women who want to rap?
The advice that I would give to the younger women, always be yourself. Never try to alter who you are and how you flow and how you write to accommodate others. Like I said, I've always been ahead of myself. I didn't understand how to dummy myself down or to make myself sound like the current time. I just didn't know how to do it. I couldn't do it because I'm so true to myself. So what I would just say to the women is continue to be true to yourself and never let anybody distract you from your dream. That's something that only you have control over making an accomplishment out of. So keep pushing. Definitely keep pushing. And haters are your motivation. Don't never let them bring you down.
Back. Always, if you don't have haters, you ain't doing something right. If you got
you're
haters,
not,
you're
okay.
Definitely doing something right.
Absolutely.
You know, I got a lot of haters.
Absolutely.
And I'm definitely doing what I'm supposed to be doing out here.
Absolutely.
You got to try a freestyle one day.
I got to what?
You got to try a freestyle one day.
I was going to get you when we got off this phone call. Okay, well, yeah, we did. Like, I thought we said
you just got to look in the mirror, you know? You got to look in the mirror and just get the freestyling.
I mean, you know, I freestyle in the shower, you know, I have my little freestyle moments, but I know better. I know better, okay? Now I get a little beat in advance, you know what I'm saying? I can throw a little verse in. I got plenty of verses in my head, but, you know, they got to fit.
That's
right,
right,
right.
Like it's a
freestyle.
I can't
do it.
I'll be all on Snapchat. Thinking I'm doing a little something.
Yeah, I might pull off. Do a little pre-recorded freestyle.
Yep, and don't post it, but just save the video. That's it.
Mhm. Yeah, for good content later on.
I got about 20 of them just saved. We're ready to drop.
Okay. Hot shit.
I'll blow up big one day if the radio thing don't work out.
but you know, this podcast, the radio thing, that's what's up. That's what's happening, especially right now. Like, this is the time. This is time for all of the people who have hustles and extra talents to go ahead and step on out. So if we're sitting at home bored, we are looking for some entertainment. So the podcast and the radio shows, that's why I'm about to go get this video out the way, because people sitting at home, and I'm about to entertain them with some touchdown pussy.
Yeah, I'm definitely ready for that video.
Yeah.
It might be a lot of, you know, retakes because I'm a little comedian on the side, so I'm just throwing that out there.
Yeah, that's what we talked about. You should have fun. It should be a lot of girls there. A lot of shot down.
You're in trouble now. Wow.
It's going to be a party.
Yep.
It's a party. It's whatever.
And it's still warm out.
It's whatever's in the house. You about to see what's happening in one of these rooms.
As long as there's a powder room where somebody can wipe my face, I don't know.
A powder room? I don't know. I don't know about a powder room. Don't be a pee room. Might not be a powder
Lord.
Room. No, I'm just joking. I'm just teasing the listeners.
I am all for it. Here on OG Radio, I am all for it.
I'm just teasing you.
That just threw me off. I was going to say something, forgot. Totally forgot. Oh, yeah, I agree that people.
You see, you
what's
never
going
know
on in my hair right now?
You never know. You never know. You have no idea. I can't tell you what's going to happen.
All I can hear right now.
The question you asked.
Man, I see. Real legit. All I can hear right now is there some holes in this house?
Uh-huh.
That's what I like.
The Chicago
right
version.
The Chicago version. I forgot about the whole other shit. Funny thing, my boss, right, he's white. I don't know who the hell he was talking to about it. He's like, hey, Rail, come here. I'm like, what's up? He's like, is it WAP or is it WAP? I'm like, what the fuck
no.
are you talking about?
No, he didn't.
He's like, it's the song.
With
those, those girls. WAP, WAP. I'm like, it's WAP. I was like, wings and pizza. That's what it stands for. Wings and pizza, goddammit. But
I'm not even going to comment because I'm glad I know how to hold my tongue.
Hey,
it's
anything
him,
is free
okay?
game.
It's WAP. It's
pretty
WAP
much. It's
for us.
WAP for us WAP and WAP for him. Yeah, it's WAP, 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 WAP.
Exactly.
They don't like big asses and none of that. So they'd be fucking with black
mm-hmm.
iron boards and shit.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Oh, no. Other races are weird when it comes to shit like that. But back
well,
to what you were saying about...
I ain't
going to
go too far into that. You know, I want to be politically correct. I will not... You will not fuck me in.
Hey, well, I ain't afraid to say it. You know what I'm saying? They can't get shit right. They can't fuck right. If you're into white porno, they sound fucking weird. The women suck. It's just awful. Just bad.
It be looking like an old Chinese film. You hear the words, but they mouth not moving yet. They be like, oh. Let me stop.
And then they overdo it. They be so over dramatic.
They do.
Be
they
like,
be doing the most.
Really? And then the shit they be saying, I just get a kick out of it. Like, white porn is just funny as hell to me. Like, oh, yeah, you like that? Like,
yeah,
what?
Baby.
Shut
yeah.
up.
Yeah. Like, how do y'all not laugh in the middle of that? Yeah, baby.
Swear to God, I would stop everything I was doing and laugh. Like, the cameraman would probably be
dead.
I would laugh. I would literally stop in the middle of stroking or whatever the hell I'm doing with a white chick and just laugh my ass off. But back to what you're saying about the whole, you know, doing things productive through the pandemic. I actually haven't been on this show that long. I think I
mm-hmm.
started in February, I want to say.
Okay.
My producer, AK, has this show for 10 plus years. And normally it'd be me and my other co-host, B Trey, but he's been working over, he's been closing at his job all week, so he's not here. but he's been doing it. And then I've seen him post about it a lot. I'm like, man, what the fuck is this OG Radio about? You know, let me see. Let me ask my homie what it's about. So he told me, and then I'm like, I want to be a part of the team. So they accepted me and everything, and it's been, like, great from since I joined from February to now. So, yeah, it's started off doing podcasts from last November on the Anchor app. And then I went from Anchor to Spotify and Apple and Breaker and all this other shit. And then it led me to here. So I definitely love this, meeting artists, new artists, underground artists. I hate mainstream. I fucking hate mainstream nowadays. So since I've been in the underground world, I love it way more than I do the mainstream people.
Well, probably because we're still, like, you know, down to earth. We haven't
traveled
to Jupiter yet. So, you know, we're still seeing eye to eye. We still have that real hunger
and drive and desire.
Yeah.
With the underground versus the mainstream. The mainstream, you know, you saw the hunger in the beginning. Then they get a little bit of money, and now they all bougie and shit.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And I don't like that. Like, remain consistent. That's why I like the G Herbos, the Lil Durks, the Babies, and, you know, shit like that. You know, they're up there, but they feel humble and hungry enough to keep putting content out there and shit. But people like, fucking, I don't know. I'll just throw Kanye out there. Kanye was Kanye growing, you know, us growing up. And then, you know, money got to him, and amongst other things, and he just went on a decline, you know, and it's like,
yeah.
People,
I mean,
like Big Sean.
It's an interesting world. It's levels to being in the industry. It's definitely a different world to be in. So I know things are definitely have to change once you get into that particular world. You have to adapt. Some things you just have to switch up, you know. So I think a lot of people, we just watch them go through the process of dealing with the adaption to the industry.
Right.
A prime example, a good example is Megan Thee Stallion.
Thank you.
I've been watching her since she started.
She was in my head. Thank you. She was in my head, so thank you for using her as an example, because she was definitely going to be an example of mine.
Yeah, Megan Thee Stallion is a good example. I love Tina Montana, Tina Snow. That was the girl in Congress for the industry. I love that whole little EP she put out. And then as she got into the industry, you can see her process into adaption. We're watching it right now.
Sex Appeal. Yep, Sex Appeal.
That's
why when that WAP came out, I was like, you know, it wasn't. I didn't expect nothing.
I just want her to talk about something
less.
Else. I heard her talk about
exactly
how she treat these niggas and make this money and do this and that. I've heard her talk about it over and over and over again. I just want her to give me something else other than the twerk. Because that's my girl.
Exactly.
I love making. I love that girl. But I want her to give me something else.
Yeah. And I say that all the time.
I want to give you
something else. I expect nothing less from Cardi B. I expect nothing less. Like,
I expect that from Cardi.
That's her regular. For Megan, I'm like, you know,
friend.
You said, she transitioned. And it's like, it's disappointing.
Yeah.
It's sort of like Nicki. When she first came to the game, she was hungry and everything. But she can still put that switch, though. Like, she dipped into the whole sex sales thing, but she still flips the switch, which I appreciate, because I'm like, all right, enough of this shit. Hit us with some bars real quick.
I think the adaption process in the industry, it helps if you have a good support system, if you have a real physical team around you,
who are not going to be like, you know, yes men. And that's why when I get my, when I have my team around me, it's going to be my normal people, my everyday normal people, because I need them to remind me, keep me grounded. You know what I mean? Keep me where I'm supposed to be. Don't let me, don't let me float too high up. Just pull me back down when I'm, when I'm getting too, you know, I don't get on that high horse, because I don't want to be that girl. You know what I mean? So I think it's just really important to have that good team around you who's going to keep you going into the right direction, meeting the right people, shaking the right hands, having the right conversations, so that you don't get into situations.
Right. So I kind of understand when some people say they'd rather be rich than famous. I get it. I understand that now.
Exactly. Exactly.
So, which one would you be? Would you rather be rich and famous, or famous than rich?
I would rather be rich than famous. See, famous, being famous is the icing on the cake.
Mm-hmm.
But being, having a abundance of finance and stability in my life is way more important than whether I get likes or views, or, you know, if I'm in the next TMZ, you know, talk or topic or whatever. Like, that's whatever. That's just the icing on the cake. That's for the people. That's for the people who are in the industry. But for me, I would be doing it because I actually want to help people. In order to help people, it takes finance in this world. So that's what I'm trying to become, financially stable, where I'd be able to help other women, other girls that also want to get in the game and don't know how. Like, I got a whole idea for a record label and everything. Like, so that's what I would want to do. I would, the fame, being famous, that's cool. But I would rather be rich.
Mm-hmm. And that's the sort of things I appreciate. So, like, I'm pretty sure you would rather go independent than to sign with one of these, you know, these major companies out here who would, you know, you sign a deal and they're like, hey, I expect you to come out with 2 albums by the end of the year, you know what I'm saying, stuff like that. And then they kind of build a character that they want you to be versus who you really are.
Yeah, and that's kind of how you become pressured into changing and morphing because of the industry standard. So, yes, I would like to stay independent. If I did sign a deal, it would just be for, like, 1 album. I would not do I would not try to do 2 or 3. I would put myself in that type of jam. But I definitely would rather be rich and independent.
I feel that. Because what I learned through watching a bunch of YouTube videos of artists and shit, when they do interviews with many people, I learned that the money is not through the albums. It's doing shows. Because I'm like, they put out that much, you know, many albums, and it sold this much. Like, oh, they made bank. Like, in reality, it ain't that. The money they make is off shows and tours and shit. I'm like, oh, okay.
If they cut me a whole check, you know, for 1 album, and I get to do what I need to do with the money, then it could be a benefit for me. Because then I could utilize my own resources to do what I need to do under my budget. You know what I mean? But when you allow them to do everything for you, which is really old school, they don't do that anymore. They expect for you to be able to carry your own weight and do something for yourself. But back in the day, you know, they would do it all for you. And so once you finally made money off of that particular single, it really wasn't your money, because you got to pay for wardrobe and you got to pay for transportation and flights here and stays there, all the stuff you thought was just being given to you because you're this new hot artist. It was really coming out of this budget of money that came out of your contract that you signed for. So,
And that's how people like Jaquan go broke.
And TLC.
Oh,
good example. Good example. Tony Braxton.
The waterfalls wasn't hitting right.
That's that old school scamming.
Yeah, it's a lot of old school that went, you know, was on that high, but kind of was shelved after a while because of bullshit contract and shit. So I respect a lot of the underground and independent artists. I appreciate y'all way more than I appreciate the higher up.
We definitely appreciate the underground radio hosts as well because.
Oh yeah.
You know, that was a boom, boom, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. Yeah, we could do that, and that's what got done. Now, I try to do this with 107.5 or 92.3, and they're going to be like, who are you? What you say
exactly.
You do? Oh.
Yep.
I don't know you. So we appreciate you just as much.
Problem. I always share a lot of love to Bar University TV because I give them, I play a lot of artists that came through here. I've played them through them. So they allow me to, you know, play many of the artists I give them. And I've been on a few of their shows and everything. So I always shout out them. And I always tune in so that way I can look and see the hottest, you know, artists that's making noise out here and try to get them on the show. And yeah, like I said, when you drop that shot, I'm like, oh, yep, got another one.
Perfect.
So
that makes me so happy because I really wanted to put a wow factor. Like, what am I going to do? Everybody needs a wow factor to just grab everybody's attention. And the thing about it is, everybody in my circle have always said, you know, you should rap about. You know, your coochie. I mean, if you listen to my songs, I really do, but I like rap around it. I never get specific. I never have a thick
song.
Yeah,
definitely.
Because I wasn't comfortable. Like I said, the industry was male dominated, and I felt like that's the only way you could get in the industry is by doing it, and I just refused to. You know what I mean? So,
right.
But this time I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm grown. I can say anything I want to say, and if they think that Cardi and Megan said something explicit, wait till they hear what I got to say. Because they ain't said nothing.
that first line, I was like, damn, stick it in the what? Oh, shit, rewind, say it again. Lord have mercy.
I knew that was going to grab everybody's attention. I could feel it when I said it. It was like the way it hit the beat at the same time. I was like, oh,
yeah.
This is it. It's going to do it.
But
I'm glad I didn't listen to that song. I didn't listen to it. I probably had only heard WAP maybe three times before I went and remixed it myself and wrote to it. So I really didn't have the words that they said in my head to be confused
right,
by.
Trash.
So it was easy for me to put my own Chicago twang on it.
Right. It was a really good beat. I love the beat, but the words is just really, it was just trash. So I was like, eh.
Mm-hmm.
And I expect way more from Miss Tina Snow. That's all it was.
Yes, both of them. But, you know, they had to make it where it could fit on the radio. Because, like, my song, this is not a song for you to play on the radio. This is not a song that I would have expected if it was on a different beat to go on a album. Like, it was just a attention grabber. It was really just meant to grab your attention. But I'm not done playing with it.
Yeah. It grabs your attention. Yeah, at least people who tune in around the world to OG Radio have heard it here first.
Okay.
And then to go back with 107.5 WGCI, right? Funny thing is, somebody brought to my attention, they was like, hey, you should apply to WGCI to be on the radio because they have an open spot for the weekends on radio. I'm like, well, I've never done radio. I'm in position of seeing what OG Radio is about, but I'll apply.
Mm-hmm.
I applied. And the way I went about it, I'm like, well, I kind of don't want to get hired by them because I would rather be part of a team that's building something versus something that's already built. You know what I'm saying? So in my head, I'm like, well, I hope I don't really get the job. Like, I don't want to really fucking do this. But I got a phone interview, whatever. It went well. So basically she said I would have had the job. It's just that I didn't have enough experience. So in my head, I'm like, great, that's cool, because I got a better opportunity for me where I feel like I could put blood, sweat, and tears into versus something that's already been here already.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
I'm more happy to be doing the underground shit versus WGCI, because I do not listen to the radio. I don't. I hate it. They play the same shit. It's the same bullshit.
Yeah.
They talk about it. I don't listen
to
it. Mm-hmm. So I couldn't even tell you who the hell is on it. So I was just happy that during the pandemic, even though their pay was great, I don't give a fuck about that, but I'd rather be doing something I was very proud of doing. And like, I met a lot of amazing artists. Like, you're one of them. I met we had D-Hype. He's Twista's hype man. My producer had Twista and public announcement and shit. So it was like, I appreciate that more than anything. We get y'all now, you know what I'm saying, before the whole stardom. Because, you know, some people, you know, they get that stardom fame. They act like they don't know nobody and shit. So at least we get people now, and then we watch them blossom down the road. And at least they can still go back and be like, yo, shout out to, you know, so-and-so. You know.
I'm building my team. Yeah. When it comes to me being able to have control of building my team, I'm pulling my people. I don't want nobody in the industry. I'll have the people that I need industry wise. But when it comes to my circle, the people that's going to be around me every day, that's going to make little things happen for me, like promo videos and this and the third, like right now type stuff. Oh, those people are about to be my people. Going to get you.
Right.
I'm going to get the equipment that you need. You're going to become
mm-hmm.
what you need to become. You know what I'm saying? To be able to stick
one,
around.
One.
I'm going to help you do what you need to do to stick around. Now, you mess up on your job. Yeah, well, that's on you. But don't say I ain't never pull you up. Because that's my goal.
Exactly.
I'm a Leo. I can't help it. I want to save the world.
Oh, Lord. A Leo.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised we're getting along. Sagittarius and Leo do not get along.
Yes, they do. You know, we both fire signs, so once it goes there, the problem is that neither one of us knows how to put the fire out because we both fire signs. It's just
that's
blank.
True. That's true. Everything's
going
to be lit.
But as long as everything cool, we cool.
Yeah, that's true, because everything legit be lit between the Sag and the Leo.
My brother's a Sag. We click like that.
See? Yeah,
that's the one I said that we did a song together.
Have y'all recorded it and everything?
Yeah. I think I sent it to you. It's called Houdini.
No. You sent 4. And Houdini was not one of them. But you know, whenever you have new music, you can always send it and we will always play it. And with that being said, what am I looking at? So yeah, with that being said, we have 2 more tracks of yours that I will play.
Okay.
So let's talk about, like, of course, Chi-Town Pussy is my favorite. I play Rooter to the Tutor. Let's talk about Juicy Fruit.
Oh yeah, that's a real quick one. Well, you know, what's understood don't need
mm-hmm.
to be explained. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I heard her. She said it's juicy.
First place.
Mm-hmm. So
let,
I'm going to play.
Let Ivy Bridge tell you that.
Oh, you a mess. So I'm going to play Juicy Fruit, and then I'm going to play Beauty Queen right after that, and we'll talk about both of those. So without further ado, here we go.
Rick, and Thaddeus on the beat.
I got that juicy fruit. He wanna sip the cutest talk. he wanna be my main nigga, wanna eat it through the floor.
It's
gonna take a loan out, wanna pay all of my bills. I've been catching my main bag, Christian Louis deal. Bad, bad bitch alert, we don't fucking, he not hungry. You may get at me in a bit, but he gon' spend his money on me. I'm that bitch, he a dog, and we do not carry bones. Cause he only on your phone when I say that I ain't home. Y'all be thinking we some competition, bitch, that nigga cap. And I got you feeling pressure when you see me make it happen. I'm a boss type bitch, I get a check to cut him loose. When I'm done running his son, then he come running to you.
I got the Maui Wowie, I got the how it do it. I got that Gucci Cushy, I got that brush of booty. I got that super good, but it like it super bad. I got that super good, but it like it super bad. I got that Maui Wowie, I got the how it do it.
Yo, everybody, we are back to OG Radio Let's Talk Tuesday with special guest Ivy Drip. Those two songs were Juicy Fruit and Beauty Queen. Tell me about Beauty Queen. Where did that, what was the inspiration behind Beauty Queen?
Actually, my boyfriend had Baby Matt. And I had already written that song, but tone in my voice I was upset at the time when I was actually recording it. So, yeah. But Beauty Queen was basically, yeah, I meant it, everything I was saying. But, yeah, so that's the story behind that. I was actually pissed off when I was in the booth.
Lord Jesus. You don't want to piss nobody off and let them go to the booth. Like when Jay-Z pissed off Beyonce and she started writing songs and shit.
Dini, that's another one. And that's another song. But, you know, y'all can always go to my SoundCloud. It's Ivy Dash.
Oh, yes,
the name.
This is true.
Mm-hmm. And you can hear some more of my songs. I want to give you everything, but that's a nice little chunk of what I have available on SoundCloud. But there's a few other songs, like Houdini. That's another song where I was going in. I was mad when I went in there, and I snapped.
Well, damn. Well, yeah, I definitely have your SoundCloud, and I will definitely check out more music today. And probably listen to a lot more while I'm on my way to riding to work in the morning and shit, you know.
Okay. Well, you know, whenever you're about to take your girl on a date, you can always play Sugar Baby. You know, shit, that get her in her little, her bag or whatever. Like, yeah, this Betty or whatever.
Oh, hell, see, you going to make me drop her ass off right where I picked her up.
Well,
so,
I mean,
that
it's a song
gonna be over
appreciating
so
the sugar daddy, though. It's a song that appreciates the sugar daddy. Not that I ever had one in my life, but I'm just saying.
I would never would want to be a sugar
daddy.
It'll make
me want to be one, to one that appreciates.
Oh, hell, wow. A song that makes niggas want to be a sugar daddy. That is funny.
I'm saying the energy that I put out when I'm doing my song is when you start to say it, you want to feel the energy that I was giving at the time. And that's really what I was giving. Like, you know, the song was for the woman that appreciates the man that spoils her and takes care of her. She bragging about
it. I'm tricked off of her. I could probably relate. If I get to throwing money, I'm going to come back and blame you.
Well, it's not a throw money song, but I mean, you probably wouldn't do that to Shaqtown Pussy because she gonna get into it when she start reciting my words. She'll be like, "Yeah, put it, yeah." She gonna be twerking when she gets to that second part. But Sugar Baby is just more like a, I appreciate my man for, you know, holding me down, giving me them earrings, taking me out to my favorite place to eat, you know, taking my condo off the market.
And you never had a sugar daddy?
Nope. It was just all in my head.
So
what I imagined
a
sugar
daddy. So it was just a thought, and you was like, you know, rough about that shit?
If they say he want to be my sugar daddy. Yeah. It was just that simple. I just went off of that.
I think now you should go find one.
I don't know if I put that out in the universe or not.
All you got to do is rap to him. Just rap the same word to him.
He'll be like, yeah.
In my word.
Yeah. I'll be your sugar daddy.
See, it might work. You never know. You never know.
No, shoot.
So
I
what's next for
Benjamin
you?
To be my sugar daddy.
That's true. That's true. We all need
that. That's all I want to. That's all I want to spoil me. These Benjamins. Period.
Yeah, it's true. I need a few Benjis in my pocket. Every other day, I wish I could.
I need,
you know,
billions. Which reminds me, I got a song on there called Billion Dollar. It's called Dollar Sign. It's about waking up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're going to sleep with a billion-dollar dream and waking up and making it reality. That's another song I went in on, too. I like that song.
Work hard, play hard.
Mm-hmm. Period.
My bad. My damn cat just got stuck in between some shit. My bad. She got stuck real quick. I had to go save a pussy. But, what's next for you?
Well, I hope to do a few videos so I can start getting some visuals out there for people to actually correlate my sound and my face. Probably get into a little acting as well. And that's all I have in mind right now. Because of COVID, I can't do my little extras. I used to do extra acting, but COVID has shut everything down.
Right.
So I hope COVID goes away so we can get back to regular society so I can get, you know,
true.
Get around and get into this industry.
True.
From all aspects. To be honest with you, I love rapping and everything, but I'm really more like, I can do like visual directing. I've never done it, but I can do it because I'm a Leo and I can do whatever I put my mind to, and that's something that I put my mind to. Like, I can literally come up with my own videos and treatments and stuff like that. Like, I just need somebody to draw it up, but I already know what I want it to look like. I already know what I want it, you know, from point A to point Z. So that's
right.
What I want to get into as well.
I like that. I'm glad that you took a liking and stuff like that and want to do more things than just be stuck on one thing. Everybody
yeah.
can be multi-talented.
I actually want my own music label, and I want to, you know, help other females get in the game. I just want to get in, get my little hit on my little album or whatever I got to do, get that on out the way, get my little notoriety, get my money, and then start helping the future. Cause
you definitely
I'm the present, but these other girls, they the future, the, you know what I'm saying? The people up. Give them the help that I ain't have.
Right.
So I think as long as I'm
you
going into
it
with this type of intent, I'm going to get it. The universe won't let me get that. I'm going to hit that.
Especially when you, like you say, you keep that same team that you got. That'll definitely help you achieve that goal.
Yep.
Never switch up on your day one.
Period. No new friends.
No new friends. I tried singing. That didn't work for me either.
Yeah, no. Singing's not for me. My voice has always been deep. So singing is not my thing.
I can't tell. It ain't deep to me.
I'll probably sound different over the phone. Are you going to have radio stations or something visual? Like a visual podcast?
I believe that was the idea, but because of COVID, I think we're on chill mode until after this shit go away.
Okay, yeah, fuck COVID.
Pretty much. 2020 is dead.
I RIP 2020
already.
Man. Yeah. But something tells me 2021 ain't about to start off the happiest either. We gonna have a fucked up 2021.
Yeah,
whole bunch
I think
of policy changes and rule changes and adapt to this and adapt to that is what I think is gonna happen.
Pretty much. I think July 2021 everybody be all right. But for right now,
okay, next summer. Yeah, a year from now. Yeah, we might be all right. But people thinking that when the clock strikes 12 and it's going to be 2021, that something miraculous is going to happen different? No.
Because if we throw a party, they're going to put our ass in jail.
Okay, we're still going to be going through it. It's still going to be COVID.
Right. Ain't nowhere to go. But, yeah, that's definitely the goal, is to do a lot of we had a lot of plans this year for our show, but due to COVID, we couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's all right. We'll get it together. I'm going to let you know as well, as everybody else knows who tunes in, that Mondays is a podcast that I do here on the show. It's Podcast Monday. Then we have Today, which is pretty much, we try to get artists on Tuesdays as well, which is Let's Talk Tuesday. Thursday is poetry night, so we try to get a lot of poets as we can to fit in our time slot. And then Fridays is always Freestyle Friday for artists. That's why I asked if you freestyle, because I was going to definitely invite you to drop a few jewels for Freestyle Friday.
No, I'm going to let the other ones drop. I'm at the freestylers drop their freestyling jewels. Okay? Y'all ain't about to have
you,
me.
You
got to
be like, you got to be like Eminem and 8 Mile, be rabbit, when you drop it in the mirror and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Before
his
battle.
Nope. Ain't me. Ain't my forte. I have never been compelled to freestyle. If you told me to freestyle, that was, man, freestyling, that was like knowing how to fight. If you knew how to freestyle, that was extra. I was like, you knew jujitsu. I ain't know how to
fight. Like it's not hard.
It's hard trying to say what's coming to your mind at the same time that you're trying to listen to the beat and say it on the beat on time. Like, it's just too much.
This is true.
It's too much for me.
I give you that. So when I first started freestyling, it was because I used to watch Gucci's 10/17 Hood Affairs, whatever you call it, Hood Tapes, whatever the fuck you call it, whatever, back in high school. I used to watch that faithfully. And because of that, I started rapping and freestyling and shit. So, like, I was a freestyle monster and shit. And my cousin was like, man, you should start writing. And you should write this down and da 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 da. Like, nah, I like freestyling. But when I started writing, my freestyle skills kind of diminished. So I'm like, yeah, freestyling ain't my thing no more. I can write my ass off. But I just, you know, I got a lot of shit I've written. I just don't record nothing because I'm like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I ain't got a rapping voice, you know. But it's cool.
That's what people always say. You
I actually got a freestyle.
Voice.
You say I got to find my rap voice?
No, people always tell me I have a rapper voice.
You do. You do. You definitely have a rapper voice. Like, you could just spit a freestyle at any moment, but, you know.
Not about rapping, but you got a freestyle? You going to freestyle? You sound like you need to get something off your chest.
But
you can freestyle.
Go ahead. Bust
it. Bust it.
Nah.
Turn on my lightweight.
Nah, it's not. You broke your ass with that day.
See what I'm saying? Man, you going to get some freestyling, man. You might as well go ahead and just lay down if you don't know how to freestyle. Like, you be watching.
So you be trying to be like,
freestyle,
they
be doing in New York.
Yeah, I'll be
watching.
You watch
them New York freestyle. Man, I could never be these chicks. I be like, they so cold. You know, they so cold when they own lane. They so cold because I can never get up there and do that shit. Like, never in my whole lifetime. You know, Leos know what they can and they can't do. That I can't do.
Right. Takes a lot of repetition. Like, I could do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, they... My producer and co-host have definitely put me on the spot a lot. And I was just like, all right, fuck it. Whatever comes to my mind, I'm going to just say it. I always end up saying this one line every fucking time. Pretty much.
Okay.
I got this one line that I always repeat. And it's shooting my shot like a free throw. I always say that. No matter what I'm saying, I always do that. Say that shit. It just goes with anything.
Like,
so I'm like, that's my go-to. Hey, that's my go-to. All
right.
I actually have a song, a complete freestyle that I did. I just haven't recorded it at all. Like, I was supposed to Ben put this out there for our radio show, and I just never recorded it. So whenever I record it, I'm going to make sure that you hear it first.
Oh yeah.
I actually did it on the show. I did it on the show, but it was a cappella, so like it was dope. I kind of ran out of breath, but it was dope.
Okay. Well, I will definitely be listening for it.
I'm trying to learn a lot of shit. I'm trying to make beats now. I'm trying to do the DJ thing. I bought me a whole fucking turntables and shit. I'm trying to do a lot of shit now.
Okay. That's what I'm talking about. Why not? Do everything
you know, when
you're
I get
capable of doing.
Exactly. When I get good at it, I'm like, hey, yo, Ivy, I got a beat for you. Here you go.
Right. That's what I'm talking about.
I actually got a few beats out there.
Oh, yeah.
I was fucking around with my iPhone and came across some shit called BandLab, some app where you can make beats. So I got a lot of shit out there through that. And then something else I did, I got out there. So, you know, it's, I got some shit out there.
You got a
lot key under the radar.
What exactly are you? Are you a rapper, radio host?
I rap, but I'm not a rapper.
Engineer.
That's my line.
Producer.
No. Yeah, I'm trying to do it all. Why not?
Basketball player, wow. Shooting a shot. You do a lot.
I mean, I hoop too. I ain't gonna lie. I'm 6'4", so I do hoop.
6'4", that's
tall. And then I'm a music head. I'm a fan too. Yes. So, you know, y'all like to ride roller coasters.
Uh oh.
This is not that radio talk. We are over. We have played all of the songs. There is no more Shy Sound Pussy tonight. Did you
Lord
all enjoy?
That is for
I hope y'all did.
Podcast Mondays.
Okay,
where anything goes.
About roller coasters.
Do you want to ride in the backseat of a Caddy?
Man, I can't tell you how many do or die Crucial Conflict, Bones, and Eazy-E tracks I must have rapped in my life when I was little. And these were my favorite.
Shit, man. I love do or die. Matter of fact, funny thing, my producer did some stuff with Do or Die. Funny thing, when I kind of started out doing the radio show, Do or Die followed me on one of the social media that I got. I don't fucking remember. And I thought that was just the greatest thing in the world when they did it. I was like, oh my God,
okay.
They fucking followed me. They fuck with me. And I ain't even been doing this long. But
yeah.
That was like a proud moment.
Absolutely. Definitely can feel that.
And then, you know, meeting people like you, you know, like you've actually done a lot of shit with a lot of artists. So like a lot of people fuck with you. And now that I know you, I'm like, yep. So you're always welcome to come back on the show at any time that you want.
Oh, no, I really appreciate the invite. Anytime you want me on a show, other than Freestyle Fridays, I am there. I might stand you up on Friday.
I mean, Freestyle Friday, you know, not every artist freestyles because, you know, if they don't freestyle, then, you know, that's fine. You know, some people get on there, they freestyle, but some get on there, they don't, which is cool. You know what I'm saying? It's just like today. It's another day where you just talk. You know, you hear from the artist. So that's all. It just be about the artist. That's all. It's just that the freestyle just be a plus. That's all.
Okay.
I think we had a female artist where she wasn't good at freestyling, but she spit a verse off of her song, which is pretty dope. It was really deep.
I'm good for that. I do that. I just got to hit a beat first. Cause you're not gonna put a beat on, and then I can't think of a verse to rap to it, and I'm just in here looking stupid.
Actually,
like, oh,
see how we do
I'm
it.
So,
right?
I'm so
acapella.
I'm gonna be one of those artists. I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm very particular. Like, I don't want to look stupid. So
I want them
people
like,
you
okay,
never
you want to interview me, I need to know what your questions are. I want to be able to be prepared for what you're going to ask me. I want you to catch me off guard. I don't want to stumble over my words. Even though I think I'm doing pretty good today to be impromptu, but I really will prefer to know what's going to be asked. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to be one of those type of artists.
After that, I didn't have nothing written down. Like, I really don't write nothing down that I do. I just take it and go with it. I feel like, for me, that's my best approach.
Stop, cat.
If I'm talking about a specific thing, I may research it to have, like, my facts. But other than that, I just, like, when I have artists come on the show, I just, whatever comes to my head, I ask, and, like, the vibe will just go from there. And this has been a good, good show. I appreciate it.
No problem. Like I said, thanks for having me. And you guys can always get in tune and catch my wave on SoundCloud. Ivy Dash League the Name.
All right. Let the world know all of your social media where they can follow you on.
You can also follow me on Instagram, Ivy_Ivy. That's 2 I's V. 2 I's V2 I's. You can also follow me on Facebook as well.
AKA Chicago Pussy. That's what that is.
Miss Chicago Pussy. I don't know what they're gonna call me after this circulate. We'll see.
You never know.
We'll see what they're gonna call me.
I swear, that's gonna be your name. That's your name for me for now on. So if you happen to tune in to Bar University TV tomorrow, because I'm gonna tune in because I don't have a show tomorrow, so I'm gonna definitely tune in tomorrow. If you there,
yeah.
I'm gonna be looking for you.
Okay. I'll be there. I don't know
sure.
if I'm going to drop anything, but I'll be there to support everybody. I'm working on some new
material. I'm going to be looking in the comments. I'm like,
for
where's
sure.
the shot time?
I'll be there. I'll be there, for sure.
So with that being said, y'all, we have reached I got 6 minutes left, but I'll probably just play us out to a couple tracks, but this has been OG Radio Let's Talk Tuesday with your boy Radio Rail. You can catch me on IG at Radio Rail 21. I think. I don't never remember. I got so many social medias. I don't be knowing nothing to nothing. It's Radio Rail 21. You can catch my IG on there. Or at Hell Rail 1290. My Facebook, my name, Terrell Redmond. For those who have been adding me on Snapchat, that is Dilla2112. I don't really post like, you know, what normal people post. I just really post me singing. That's really what I post on there. So if you want to laugh, get a good laugh because I'm singing, go ahead and follow me on Snap. Be courteous, be kind, everybody. Wash your fucking hands out here because, you know, niggas is nasty. Again, thank you for taking the time out to vibe out with me on the show.
Oh, yeah. Nothing but peace, love, and positive energy.
All right, y'all. So good night from the both of us. I am going to play us out to Public Announcement's new song, Body Bumpin' Remix. This is going to be a song that I'm going to play a lot because I like it. So without further ado, here we go, and good night, everybody.
Good night.
Low key, though, low key. Good night.
Yeah, I'm going home alone, but I'd rather spend my night with you. And there gon' be somebody bumping going on, somebody bumping going on. Yeah, I'm going home alone, but I'd rather spend my night with you. And there gon' be somebody bumping going on. Somebody bumping going on. So let me work your body. Work your body. Work your body.
Body bumping.
Work your body. And I'ma work your body. Work your body. Work your body. Yeah, I'm going home alone, but I'd rather spend my night with you. And I've been waiting all night to get next to you. Say she living with a man, so I'm hoping for a one night stand. And I've been thinking about this moment, know you thought about this moment too. So I'ma grip up on that ass like some plies. So baby, please excuse my hand. And we can meet up in the hotel lobby. We can get the party started. And we can keep it on the down low, shawty. We ain't gotta tell nobody. And I'ma work your body. Hands all over your body. And I'ma kiss all over your body. Every single inch of your body. Yeah, I'm going home alone, but I'd rather spend my night with you. And there gon' be somebody bumping going on. Somebody bumping going on. Yeah, I'm going home alone, but I'd rather spend my night with you. And there gon' be somebody bumping going on. Somebody bumping going on. So let me work your body. Work your body. Work your body.
Body bumping.
And I'ma work your body. Work your body. Work your body. Yeah, I'm going home alone, but I'd rather spend my night with you.
Time with you, Mr. Lovely. My name is Felony, and I'm a stand up guy. Tell me what you want in your life. Respectfully, I will oblige. I'll make time for you, with you. At my side, ain't nobody, anybody, just your body. Is the body I want on my body? I gotta have it to love. I can tell that your love will be some freaking love.
Let me come and love on you, baby.
Body bumping, cry. I'ma look in your eyes.
Pick up them thighs.
Let me take my time with you.
And she like me too. Good days, hood ways, spend some time with you. 12 play all day, bump and grind with you. I make the bed rock. I'm a king, do your thing, taste the raindrop. When I come, it's when the pain stops. Gone on the road, I've been needing you for days, waiting to hear you say. Demon in that pussy. Show to see for real, man, I'm feeling for that pussy. Fuck going home alone. Hell nah, I need a passenger, girl. Body bump with me and vacuum me, girl. Body bumping, body bumping, body bumping, you and I. All feelings to the side, babe, I want you right now.
Pick up the phone, girl.